a Brexit breakthrough in Brussels, but now the battle moves on to London and a rocky road ahead in Parliament. Boris Johnson's Conservatives don't have a majority in the body, so the 10 votes of their allies, Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, could be decisive. But the problem, they will vote against the withdrawal agreement negotiated by Johnson, fearing it undermines Northern Ireland's bond with the United Kingdom.
Saturday is not the end. Saturday is not even the beginning of the end, because there's a whole range of issues that have to be sorted out in the withdrawal agreement.
So the Prime Minister will have to persuade some opposition MPs to break ranks, but opposition parties fear the new withdrawal agreement will give Prime Minister Johnson carte blanche to tear up regulations and workers' rights. Only a few Labour Party MPs are expected to vote for the deal. If he loses, Boris Johnson must, by law, ask the EU for a Brexit extension, something he has repeatedly ruled out. Some EU leaders are also reluctant.
I don't think that any new extension should be agreed to.
Even if the withdrawal agreement is passed, there are hurdles ahead.
We need an act of Parliament to make that law in the UK. We could see a lot of amendments to that act, maybe requiring something, for example, like another referendum.
That might not be wholly welcomed in Brussels.
The levels of polarisation have increased so much over the past 3 years that I think a narrow Remain victory wouldn't solve those questions at all. So, and what it means for the EU would be that the UK would become an incredibly difficult member state. Politically, the governments would not be able to agree to any further EU integration.
In Brussels Friday, with Boris Johnson gone, talks moved on to the war in Syria and the accession of North Macedonia into the EU. In Europe, for some, there is Brexit fatigue.
After the referendum, Europe was happy to encourage the idea that Britain might change its mind and be welcomed back. Now the mood appears to have changed. Brussels wants Britain to leave quietly before it causes any more trouble. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.